This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello, and welcome to the ILTA Practice Management Leadership Podcast Series. I'm Scott David, the ILTA Program Planning Council member from Vorey, Sater, Seymour, and Peace. And today I'll be interviewing Matt Krengel, Director of Information Retention Counseling at Cooley LLP in San Diego, California. On the topic of getting started in a new director or senior leadership role, either being promoted from within your firm or to join a new firm. So thanks, Matt. I'd like to start out with giving you a chance to give me a little bit of background about how you came into the Director of Information Retention Counseling role at Cooley, and a little bit more detail about what somebody with that job title, what do they really do?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity to be a part of this podcast. So, you know, the role kind of was born of, you know, I don't want to say imagination, but it really kind of was. It's sort of a new field, and I've been at Cooley for about 7-8 years now, working more in the e-discovery space, sort of as an expert or as an attorney focused on that. But more and more, we were seeing a need among our clients for things that sort of shifted more towards the earlier left side of the EDRM, sort of how to get, you know, information, you know, wrangle with it, how to get it sort of, you know, for lack of a better term, governed, you know, how to defensively disseminate and remediate that information. And so I sort of happened organically. You know, I started doing this probably about 2 years ago. We had other people here that were kind of doing it, but it was more of like a moonlighting. You know, I called it my second job for a bit, but it was a sort of a byproduct of that. It grew from that and the need among our clients and the firm to sort of have someone that could be the fulcrum for those discussions and that work. So about, you know, a year ago, after doing it sort of, as I mentioned, sort of moonlighting, we wrote a business plan, the head of my department and I, for this role. And it wasn't really envisioned as a director role. There was, you know, there's a lot of ways it could have gone. Ultimately, because it was sort of a new counseling group, new practice group, that's the direction we decided to go. But it was really organic, and it was within the firm. You know, I knew a lot of the stakeholders. I mean, it's a huge multinational firm, so I, you know, certainly don't know every attorney and every employee here, but enough of them that there was synergy there. And so it just kind of came about very, very kind of organically.
Well, that's great. So a lot of times when people start new senior management roles, they create like a 90-day plan or a 100-day plan. It sounds like you made a business case for this new role. Did it have kind of a plan with a timeline like that?
Yeah, I mean, Scott, you hit on it. That's exactly, you know, what that plan ended up being. I mean, so much of, I think, legal work or work in general is derivative, right? And I certainly don't like to reinvent the wheel. So having done this business plan and having written this for the powers at Cooley to assess, you know, the viability of this particular practice group, this department, you know, I was able to kind of leverage that into my plan. Obviously, you know, needed to sprinkle in some specifics, but the roadmap or the skeleton, if you will, was already there in the plan. And so, you know, having that roadmap, and obviously you make, you know, course corrections as you go, that kind of functioned as the 100-day. It wasn't, you know, wasn't exactly 100-day, but I certainly tweaked it so it was more sort of practical or pragmatic for my daily use. But it gave me kind of that, you know, lighthouse in you know, when it became foggy in the early days, it still is the early days, to kind of guide me.
Great. I want to ask a little bit about the people side of this. And when you came into the new role, was there kind of a reporting change for, it sounds like you're at Cooley already. And was there like a structure change there where you had people who were now reporting to you that maybe weren't before? Or how did you approach the staffing side of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit of that, but more of it was I was moving from a role where I was supporting and working with one set of colleagues and then to a role where I was supporting another, and I'll explain. So for the most part, in my previous role, I worked with the litigation attorneys. Obviously, discovery is you know, very litigation situated. Mm-hmm. So I knew very well the majority, if not all, of the litigation attorneys, partners, associates, et cetera, on the West Coast. I'd worked with them. You know, I had a rapport, as you you often do within a firm, where you know they could call me on a weekend and I could dispense advice, and it was very comfortable, and it still remains. However, when I transitioned, I started working more with our corporate attorneys, because a lot of what I'm doing is policy development, consulting companies from a strategic standpoint, and so I was not working as much with the litigation side, and I think that change was somewhat stark, because I went from this capacity of frequently being available to I need to make sure I stay in my lane, but at the same time I don't want to abandon all of these relationships I've made and the value that I may or may not have built into the firm. So that probably was the greatest challenge, as far as just making sure that I took care of those nuances. I didn't abandon and just my door's closed, I can't help you with but making sure that they got the resources they needed, the people that are in place here to continue that role that they had. From a sort of subordinate perspective, that's been an interesting challenge too. People that may or may not have reported to me or provided a supporting role, having to kind of manage that, being gone but not really gone, from sort of a perspective of the psychology of that can be difficult. I think the initial reaction was, I guess it was fun working with you, and you have to message that as, well, no, I'm not leaving, I'm still here, and I'm still helpful. And then just gathering resources, because I was moving from a role within the firm and into another role within the firm, just figuring out, who will be sort of the champions, who will be the people that are interested in doing this. And then, beyond hiring from outside, which we continue to do, seeing who would, be interested in sort of repurposing in a new role or reinventing a new role similar to what I did and in a subordinate sort of position.
That makes sense. In terms of, so it sounds like one of the things that you needed to do was establish relationships and develop relationships with the corporate attorneys at Cooley. Can you talk a little bit about what was your approach to doing that?
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. I use this analogy, and it's probably been used before, and I'm probably butchering it because it probably applies to a different vehicle. But, a lot of this is like building a rocket ship while I'm strapped to it. I'm trying to build this. At the same time, there's been a lot of work that needs to be done and was sort of the genesis for this new position. So a lot of it is derivative. It's work that comes in and word of mouth through the firms. Matt Kringle's now handling this consulting, practice and sort of dispensing advice. So some of that's just been just organically it comes to me. But also, as I'm building this and realizing that there's so many avenues that we hadn't even thought of, where, helping a company or a client or an organization with their data is, somewhat unconventional if you think about it. In for example, our M&A attorneys, right, as they're preparing a company for sale or preparing, helping a company to acquire another company, getting their head around the information and how to deal with that information in that construct, that's kind of a new thing. So for me, that was going out and meeting a whole new set of attorneys and thought leaders in the firm, because that. It's not a lot of e-discovery. I mean, there's some due diligence, but not a lot of e-discovery, in a merger and acquisition. A lot of it is very obviously corporate-centric and business advice-centric and not so much, litigation. So that's just one example. I mean, others would be, pre-IPO companies and things of that nature. So for me, it's been great because it means that I can go out and I can, meet some of these dynamic individuals in the firm that I didn't really have occasion otherwise to work with. So that's been interesting. I'm an attorney myself, but it's also an interesting role because I'm more of a kind of a consulting attorney than like a litigator practicing. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic. And I think that finding that kind of fit of where can I support, where can I help promote the practice that I'm building in the construct of the larger firm. That's been an interesting sort of mental and sort of a challenge that I probably didn't anticipate, but certainly a good one.
Well, definitely. One of the things that lots of people talk about is firm culture and how every firm is a little bit different. So specific to, can you talk a little bit about Cooley and their culture and how that affected some of the decisions you were making in your transition and advertising your new role?
Of course. Yeah. So I came up at a different firm in Los Angeles, Gibson Dunn, and also a large Am Law 100 firm, and a very similar culture, West Coast oriented, although it's obviously a huge multinational firm also. And then moved to Cooley, and they're very similar. I will say the culture at Cooley is something that has been germinated and consciously cultivated since the inception of the firm, 100 or so years ago. It's a Silicon Valley firm. That's where the genesis of the firm. And so I think a lot of that is that they empower people. I see it, from even the lowest level, people that come in, office services who are now, paralegals or have gone to school. Some of them have even become associates here, right? And a lot of it's just sort of empowering the people there. So in that environment, in that sort of, for lack of a better term, biosphere, there's a lot of encouragement and support given to those that want to kind of do what I did, which is, create this kind of new route, right? And sometimes firms are a little bit hesitant to do that, law firms in general, and Cooley's no exception, to be risk adverse, right? I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's the nature of the business. You're advising on risks every day for your clients, right? But I think because Cooley is, sort of the Silicon Valley firm and sort of has this entrepreneurial spirit and we help emerging companies and have, it's in our DNA. I think that there's this kind of fostering incubator type of environment that encourages people to kind of explore new roles. And that sort of helped. I'll even go one further. So I didn't change firms, but I had recently in the last year and kind of in between this transition from my prior role in e-discovery and litigation to this new role, I had the opportunity to go in-house for 6 months on secondment to a very well-known Silicon Valley company. And that was probably the greatest sort of culture shock dynamic. I think it was absolutely fantastic. It was an amazing experience, but it was eye-opening for me. And I think really helped me as a practitioner in that I got to see the client's needs from the client's eyes, right? I got to be a part of it and understand, okay, there's two perspectives and we're all aligned, but sometimes you have to look at it from two different angles. And that gave me that opportunity. And certainly the culture was much different being in Silicon Valley, fast moving, everything is, sort of result oriented. And I think grew the most attorney during that really kind of brief 5 to 6 month period where I was there. And then coming back, I was able to sort of take what I learned and merge that with what I already, had learned in the many years of being in big law and sort of help that to craft this new practice.
Yeah, I can imagine that diversity of experience is really helpful. And I'm not surprised, given how you describe the culture at Cooley, that they have somebody with such a unique kind of role there. When you look back on your approach in your business plan and in your first 100-day plan, is there anything in hindsight that you wish you had done differently?
Yeah. So I'm still somewhat new to the role. So I haven't had the chance to kind of go back and Monday morning quarterback or reverse engineer what I've done. I'm definitely can skew self-critical. So have I looked back and said, oh yeah, that was a misstep, certainly. But nothing, really of substance. Not yet, knock on wood. But I would say that some of the challenges I encountered, I think are sort of incumbent upon anybody that starts a new role, right? You kind of think you know what you know, and you think you know what you don't know, but often you really, there's a lot of areas that you haven't thought of. And I think some of that goes to, you can't plan for everything, and a lot of what we do in law is somewhat herding cats. And so you herd the best you can and you realize that you're not going to be perfect. And, you kind of go from there. The other thing I think is, just from a time management perspective, dedicating the time to not just the first, focusing on the first shiny object or the first thing that's in front of you. And that's tough. We're very much, I think, unless you're a born multitasker, I certainly am not, we focus on what's immediately ahead of us and think about getting, the other things, that maybe a longer build done, when we have time, but there's never really that time. You have to kind of learn to multitask and to handle, the immediate, but also you know, to kind of continue thinking about, you know, the forest through the trees and, you know, what you're doing from a long-term goal perspective. And obviously, you know, as you hit on it, the 100-day plan or having a long-term plan helps to kind of align that. And I think that's why obviously we do that. But, you know, in the day-to-day, in the grind, in the churn, it's sometimes tough to focus on that and to kind of keep that, you know, lighthouse that I mentioned in focus.
Yeah, I really like your point about you're trying to get quick wins initially, but you still have to think strategically, which applies to...
Precisely, yeah.
I think it's about time to wrap up. I want to thank you for your time, but I want to ask, is there any last piece of advice that you'd like to add or anything I didn't ask you that I probably should have?
No, I think we really hit on all of the kind of key points, and I appreciate you doing that. You know, the one thing I would say, and this is sort of my guiding light through many years of you know, being in law and being in business, you know, make sure that you maintain, ensure that you keep yourself and your personality and you know, who you are in what you do in your day-to-day, because, you know, authenticity really resonates, especially in a leadership position. You know, it's easy to try to posture or be something that you think you need to be, right? And you see it in leadership, you know, I guess philosophies, right? You know, some people will say, well, I'm gonna be this way because I wanna exert authority, right? And if that's who you are, then that's great. But I think people are drawn to authenticity, and I think they understand if you're inauthentic, you know, it's tough to trust you as a leader. It's tough to trust you as a colleague. So that's kind of been one of the really, you know, important lessons I learned in guiding principles is just, you know, be yourself. You know, I mean, I get it. I'm in California. It sounds very, you know, new age and, you know, hey, just be yourself. But I really believe it to be true. And it's really served me well to kind of just make sure that, hey, this is going to be my guiding principle and this is who I am. And people tend to understand and respect that, I think.
Yeah, that's a great point. Even in a new role, you still have to understand you're still you. So Thanks again. This was Matt Krangel, Director of Information Retention Counseling at Cooley LLP. And thank you again for sharing your time, knowledge, and experience.
Thank you so much, Scott.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.